This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders won the Nevada presidential caucus Saturday, taking the overall lead in delegates and cementing his front-runner status. The 78-year-old Vermont senator successfully rallied his fiercely loyal base, tapping into support from Nevada's large Latino community as the Democratic contest moved for the first time into a state with a significant minority population. Campaigning in Texas, one of the states on the so-called Super Tuesday primary day, Sanders told supporters they must work together to beat President Donald Trump.
This is the most consequential election in the modern history of this country. Texas will play an enormous role. If we win here in Texas, Trump is finished.
The victory, while encouraging for Sanders supporters, only deepens concern among establishment-minded Democratic leaders who fear that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat President Trump. South Korea reported 123 new confirmed coronavirus cases and a fourth death from the virus, taking the national tally to 556, according to the Korean Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than half the additional cases were found to be linked to a church in the southeastern city of Daegu, after a 61-year-old woman known as Patient 31 attended services there and later tested positive for the virus. In Italy, thousands of people were on lockdown after hundreds came into contact with 54 people who are confirmed infected. Two Italians have died. The death toll in Iran rose to 6. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is